All right, today on I Stand, I want to talk to you guys about just still going out and going to these different churches and really being troubled by it, and sharing my testimony with people, and really just being hurt, I guess, more or less, because not that it matters what they say, but because we're taught by God, not man. And well, we'll get into that here in just a second. First, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all that you do, and your word, and your righteousness, and your grace, your mercy, and your love. And Lord, I ask that you help me get through this with your words and not mine, and just speak to whom and what it is you want to be said, Lord, and I thank you for just being able to communicate in these ways and reach out to whoever you deem. And Lord, we're just thankful for everything. In Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. And yeah, so I'll start with, I have people that actually come up with jealousy and different weird acts towards me when I'm just explaining. I've learned quickly. In 8 months, I didn't know anything beforehand. But you know what? It's like Paul describes. It's the grace that you're given. I'm no better than anybody else. If not for the Lord, I have nothing. And I'm absolutely tired of people trying to pick apart what I know to be true. And we're taught that the Holy Spirit's our teacher. It's not a seminary school. It's not, oh, I showed up at church on Sunday. I know I harp on it all the time, but this is the leaven of the Pharisees. Does it make you feel good? Well, I'll tell you what, how do you explain all that I know with nothing as far as a person pushing? I've been on an island. I haven't been going to a church to be taught. In fact, it's been quite the opposite. I get pretty downhearted because it's just dead, spiritually dead. It's a desert. So going is a waste of time. And you know, this is the stuff, this is the end times that Paul and the Lord warns us about, that, you know, there's going to be deceptive gospels. And I want to preface this with, everybody wants to say, well, other people have wisdom too. Well, I'm going to tell you, that is true. And I am a very open-minded individual. I listen to everybody. I talk to everybody. I don't care the backgrounds. I'm non-denominational. I love everybody. That's what we're taught to do. But when you're trying to ram it down somebody's throat and make them wrong, remember that if the Holy Spirit isn't teaching you it, then it's probably not right. And you know that when a word from God comes from somebody else, it's for you, because it inflicts you. The Spirit inflicts it on you, like, yeah, well, I better go read and study. And this, furthermore, and once again, I say, study. Go open your Bible, pray, and read for yourself. Don't take my word for it. This is me simply putting out something of that I feel like needs to get put out. And it's entirely too easy for everybody to be so high-minded of themselves that they were taught all of this for so many years. It's not, I get in my book, I read the Lord's word every day for hours and hours on end. Some days more and some days less, but I make that time. I don't take time to read somebody else's book or listen to somebody else's. I read the Lord's word, because that is the word, and knocking the door will open. And furthermore, to prove this, our Lord says in John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. And then 1 John 2:27, but the anointing, by which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. So, I mean, clearly everybody's looking for being the rooster in the hen house rather than being the hen. Our Lord is our teacher, our Lord is our master, and we're here for the glory of the Father. We're not here for our own glory. And this gets us right into what's going on. Unless you have a doctorate or you quote a philosopher, everybody wants to go out. I hear more comments, well, this philosopher from back in la-da-da-da-da time says this. Well, that's great. Well, what does the Lord say? That's great that that's their take, but you're not supposed to be taking their take as the gospel. You're supposed to go investigate it yourself. Have that one-on-one conversation with the Lord. That's what you're supposed to do. And it's pretty simple. We seek honor from the Father, not from men. But what do we see over and over? Well, you know, you didn't go to a seminary, or, you know, you're hurting people's feelings, so we don't want to say that. But the truth is the truth, and the truth is supposed to hurt. That's how else are you supposed to turn away from what you're doing wrong to get to the kingdom of heaven? How are you supposed to get through that narrow gate if people are just saying, well, it's okay if that makes you feel bad? Because it's about butts and seats. That's what it's about. And I could go all day about this. But our churches are filled with man pleasers, not our Lord and our Father. They're consistently looking for numbers and butts and seats. You know, they have no regard for the word of the Lord. Yeah, sure, they can say things and do things. You don't feel anything in it most of the time. And their understanding is minimal. They read the same scriptures over and over to what they were taught as the understanding by man versus what the Lord has given them an understanding. And I'm not saying all are bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is a lot of them are so far off and people are so lost because they won't even open the book for themselves. They just say, I came here on Sunday and I'm good. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And it's all over the Lord's word. And I guess I'll take a break real quick, catch my breath, and then I'll read the Lord's word. I'm going to be in 2 Timothy to start off with, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back, and yeah, we were talking about, we seek honor from the Father, not from men. The Church of the Man Pleasers is alive and well, and unfortunately everywhere. And we'll go right to it, 2 Timothy 3. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, i.e., man-pleasers. They want to go in there and say, oh, it's okay that you're gay, or it's okay that... No, God says it's not okay. You're supposed to rebuke. Get them to turn away from those sins, not it's okay, coddle. That is not what we do. We're doing the wrong things if that's what we do. That is not what the Lord says. You're not pleasing the Lord. You're pleasing yourself. You're lying in your pockets. You're literally running into it. You're a lover of money, lover of self. You're too proud of your doctorate from whatever school you went to, and you're too proud of, well, look at these other great men who love what I say, and they say I'm doing the right thing. Good for you. You know what? There's the Father's watching all the time. Our Lord and Savior is coming. Jesus is coming, ladies and gentlemen. He will be here. The kingdom of heaven is near. No man knows the day nor the hour, But we do know that by the times and the birth pains that are going on in the world, that it is close. And we got so much filth, and I'm calling it that because it's what it is, it's filth. Every one of these churches, in a small general popular area, population area, you got all these different churches and no communication in between. It's one body of Christ, not multiple. Why is that? It's because it's a money-making proposition. If the Lord was here right now, I'd be flipping tables because we're dealing with a bunch of Sadducees and Pharisees. They've turned it into a den of thieves. And I'm heartbroken over it. They want you to, oh, it's okay as long as you show up. Oh, no, contemporary. Oh, it's all about the feeling. Sure, yeah, let's drone on. Meanwhile, everybody's soul gets thrown into the pit. Genius, guys. And continuing. Always learning and never being able to come to the knowledge of truth. Yeah, always learning and never being able to come to the knowledge of truth. Why? Because you're in school. You're learning from man. You're looking to man. You're not looking to God. You're looking to get the pats on the back from your professor to say, oh, that was really good how you said it, or, you know, whatever. The list goes on and on. And no, this isn't a personal issue. This isn't bitterness. This is truth. This is truth. Read the Bible. You'll know this is truth. This is what's going on in our world. And I'm tired of nobody saying anything. And I'm sure people are. But man. And a good example is now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved, reprobates concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will manifest to all as theirs also was. You know what happens? I mean, these guys, I don't know, they say magicians, whatever. Of course, all you have to do now is make somebody feel good about the sin that they're committing all week, and they'll still put money in your coffers. So you don't have to, you know, do the magic of making a stick turn into a snake or just being smarter than everybody else and they'd be tricking them with you know, deceitful words or a slight tongue. None of that crap. It's just, oh, yeah, we're going to make sure you feel good about your still being gay and married and the idolatry in which you're supporting. And we talk about a sporting event more than we talk about the Lord, or we talk about doing our hair more. It could go on and on. Just think about it. But he says, but, I love Paul, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which have happened to me in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, while what persecutions that I endured, and out of all the Lord delivery, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. I.e., I'm sure I'm not making friends out of doing this, but it doesn't matter. I know it's true, and that's what we're here to do. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Yep, see it every day. You know, maybe they were on the right track one time, but what they're preaching because of people telling them that's what they have to preach. Yeah, sure. You know, they're just telling you what's going to get the, well, you got to get the people in the door. How are we supposed to make it grow? I don't know. If you're doing the right thing, God will bless it. God will bring the people you need in there. It's not come as you are and be what you are. It's to come to God and worship our Lord and Savior and to sing praise to Him, not look to the man in the front of the room and think you have to get blessed by him if you're going to make it to heaven. He's got nothing to do with it. It's your relationship with the Lord, not somebody else's. You could be all by yourself on an island and get saved and never see a pope or a pastor or any of these, whatever you want to call it, or a professor, any of these things. You could live out there on that island and you could make it into heaven because you know the word, you know who you were taught by, and you know the truth. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We go on to chapter 4 in 2 Timothy. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, and will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables, because it makes them feel good. Oh, I don't want to be told I'm doing the wrong thing. Oh, yeah, right. You don't want the truth, right? Exactly what he's talking about. And we're in those times. Good luck. Nor give heed to the fables and endless genealogies which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now the purpose of the commandment is love. From a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk. Turned aside to idle talk, exactly what I was talking about. You know, let's talk about the football game instead of the Lord. I don't have to tell you anything. Just look at my PhD on the wall. Why? Because they all want to be roosters. They all want to be the pastor. Nobody wants to be anything else, which is not how the church is structured. Study it. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of our fathers and murderers of our mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. It's awesome. A little cherry on the top. I love what he's turned around, looking at him, and go to Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 20. He's like, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you other than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Paul was taught the exact same way. Now, this is furthering my point. I felt like there was something wrong with me because everybody's looking at me and said, oh, you got to be taught. You don't understand. You're not getting it right. Okay, well, again, I didn't have a preconceived notion when I started. I learned everything as it was. And if you say, well, you got to fellowship with people, that's what you're supposed to do, right? You fellowship with God, and if the Lord doesn't take you there, how do you explain people like, I don't know, John the Baptist out in the wilderness, or how about Paul? Paul was taught the exact same way for a number of years, and it was not with philosophers or other teachers. It was with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit. And it says, verse 9, as we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, For neither I received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son to me, his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. He didn't run to somebody else. He would, oh yeah, this is good. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things of which I write to you, indeed, before God, I do not lie. Praise the Lord. And believe me, guys, I'm not angry. I'm just passionate. So don't get it twisted. Been accused of many things, but I can tell you right now that the world is going the wrong direction. And if you're listening to this or you're studying and trying to find more, it says in Daniel that they're going to go to and fro and look for knowledge. And it says it'll be increased. When you go to Amos, it says that it won't be found. And the reason it won't be found is because if you're going to the wrong places, you're not going to the Lord. You're going to seek it from a man versus seeking it from our Lord. Knock and the door will open. Ask and you shall receive. There's no information that's hidden. You just got to pray and study. He'll show you. He'll show you. And it's not about how much you know. It's not about who agrees with what you know. Because there's only one master, one teacher, one Lord, one Father. That's who we're here for. That's who's purposed us. Called into his grace, by his grace, for his glory, not for our own. And we start getting on a slippery slope when we start worrying about what other people think. And if you're getting in a group of people and you don't walk out feeling better, and if you actually come out maybe feeling worse, not edified or uplifted in any way, then run from that group. Don't let the dust settle. Take your blessing with you. Because there's not a place filled with the Lord. Remember, the devil walks around and can pretend to be an angel of light. And we know that light and darkness don't go together. Anyway, guys, I thank you so much for listening and hope it was helpful. And dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for just giving me this word and allowing me to don the armor and just to know when it's wrong, when it's coming at it. It's you that works this through us. It's not anything that we do. We deserve nothing. All we do is wreck things. And it's for your glory, Lord. And I'm just thankful that you're there for us, and your grace and mercy is there for us, and all these people out there that need to hear the right thing, and they're in a desert just like I am. And I pray that it gets to the ears in which you wish it to, and it lands on fertile ground. But that's in your will, not in mine. I thank you, Lord. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. And guys, I want to thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful day and get into the Word. Get close to the Lord. Love the Lord. This world doesn't matter. It all goes away eventually. We're here to live for one thing, and that's for Him. So we make it to the forever part, right? This life goes by too fast. And again, I thank you guys. Love you guys. Have a wonderful day. And remember, look up.